Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Well, as far as sporting events go, the New Year's Test is one of the biggest at this time of year, but I think the biggest one of the last couple of days has been this.
They're both on nines! They're both on a nine! This is insane! Come on now!
Wow, the World Championship final! Michael van Gerwen is over by Darter! And the World Final just misses double 12!
I can't spike either. The World Darts Championship final that took place yesterday. Even if you've never seen a game of darts in your life, it's impossible not to want to run through walls after that. Michael Smith, the new world champion in one of the great finals over Michael van Gerwen.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. It really is a hyped event. I enjoyed the time I've been to the darts. Have you ever been, Julian?
I haven't, but we spoke at the start of the week about our sporting bucket list. That is now rocketed to the very top. And someone who knows about this very, very well is on the line. He's the host of At The Occy on SENZ, the dart show across the ditch. And he joins us here on Sports Day. Ben Francis, welcome to the program.
Oh, hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me. It's really awesome to jump on your show and talk about some tungsten drama.
Well, Ben, for the uninitiated, give us a bit of a background into how this matchup played out, and being the World Championship final, and how we got to such a remarkable moment.
Yeah, look, well, Michael van Gerwen went into that final a huge favourite, being by far the best player all tournament, but Michael Smith had kind of been improving as things had gone on, and boy, they both just went toe-to-toe in that final, back and forth for a while, and based on history, you probably would have thought Michael Smith might have folded, but he actually didn't. He just kicked on and won his first world title. And for people that follow darts, Michael Smith has been touted as his future world champion for so long. He's played in so many major finals and lost, and you've always seen the heartbreak, including last year's world final. He was in absolute tears. And to see him 12 months later run off that stage and celebrate with his family really brought a tear to my eye.
It was absolutely outstanding. And the excitement was all bundled up in that probably what they're calling the best leg of darts of all time. And it was when the two went head-to-head. A nine-darter is a pretty unique type of situation, but for both players to be on that nine-darter, Michael van Gerwen just missing the double 12, but for Michael Smith to get it, do you reckon it was the best ever leg of darts?
It's a very rare for that to happen, considering both guys had the shot to take it out, and the fact Michael Smith did take it out was just incredible. And you can hear just by that audio there how amped the atmosphere was. He's actually only the second ever player to hit a nine darter in a world championship final. Got the guys, take away the cameras, they can do it, you know, pretty easy, but on that big stage in that moment, it was just something special. And I, without question, has to be the best leg of darts ever. Michael van Gerwen a few years ago, he hit a nine darter and then nearly hit a nine darter in the next leg again, and that was special in itself. But it's going to take something absolutely incredible on the Occy to top that, what we saw there yesterday.
So what lies ahead for the darts circuit, I suppose? It does travel the world, and there are opportunities around, particularly down under. What does the season look like? Because this has amped up not only Julian, my co-host here, but half the country are amped up, and they want to be going to one of these events as well.
Yeah, well, in August at the Wollongong Centre, they've got the World Series in Australia, and the week before they've got one in New Zealand. I have heard there could be another one coming to Australia, but that is still to be determined. But look, there's no rest for these top guys in the world, like your Michael Smiths. He's going to be straight back in action they've got the Bahrain Darts Masters in a couple of weeks' time. So he's got no rest. He's literally going to be on a plane in a couple of days doing that. And then, yeah, straight back into it. They've got events in Copenhagen, and then they have the top guys in the world, including Van Gerwen, Smith, Peter Wright, Gerwen Price, all those guys. They'll be taking part in a Premier League, which is essentially, it runs over about 16 weeks, and they play in arenas of, about 10,000 fans. And you think, 3,000 fans at the Ali Pali was incredible? Wait till you see these guys play in front of 10,000 fans.
We're speaking with Ben Francis from SENZ, the host of their dart show at the Yockey. And we're talking about the remarkable World Championship final yesterday, where Michael Smith won the World Championship in one of the great legs of darts that we've ever seen, in one of the great finals of modern times. And just give us a bit of a background as well about Michael Smith's journey to becoming the new world champion and the new world number one.
Yeah, look, Michael's had a very fascinating story. He was actually picked up by a former world champion, Gary Anderson, who was part of his sponsorship team. They said, look, come to this event and pick out a couple of guys that you think will be, superstars. And he picked out Michael Smith, and he picked out another guy. And Michael Smith it's taken a bit of time for him to get to the top. As I said before, he had lost in 8 major finals dating back probably 4 years up until this point, where he had lost every time. And then in the end of November, he won the Grand Slam of Darts, which is one of the big ones that kind of got the monkey off his back. And everyone in darts has said, look, once he wins one, he's going to be impossible to beat. And look, the way he's playing, he could literally be at the top of the sport for at least another 10 years. He's that good. He's naturally gifted. And you watch him throw those 180s and you think, man, I could do that. And then you go stand at the board and you miss and everything like that. And he makes it look so simple. It's really scary. But he's been in the sport a while, and it's really great to see him hit the spot. He's had to work really hard on his mental game as well. When his first world final, he got so frustrated. This was about 4 years ago. He punched the door and ended up playing with a broken hand because he was that mad. And he's really worked on that side of the game, and that has really lifted him to become this new world champion and the new world number one.
And Ben, you have your own show on SENZ at the Yockey, a darts program. Tell us about that and what you've got coming up.
Yeah, we're back on January 23rd. I'm going to do my best to get our new world champion, but look, he is a very busy man, so I might have to pull a few strings for that. But myself and New Zealand's number one ranked player, Ben Robb, we do that every fortnight at 9 p.m. every second Monday on SENZ. And yeah, we've been getting lots of support over in Australia as well. We've had the likes of Damon Hetter, who's the Australian number one, he's number 16 in the world, on the show and things like that. We had Barry Hearn, the big man behind the PDC and the darts. He was on our last show at the end of last year. So, look, we've got some great things lined up coming up. I don't want to give too much away, but there's going to be some very good stuff coming up on the horizon.
Of course, you can find the podcast as well. Just search for At The Yockey on SENZ. It's also on the SEN app. If you're listening to us there, you can find it right there and now if you want to listen to some of the back issues of that program. Ben, thanks for jumping on the line and having a chat with us here on Sports Day.
Now, thank you so much for your time, guys. It's really great to get darts on the mainstream media. So any time, loved it.
You give us more finishes like that and we'll have it on 24/7 here, I'm sure. Thanks for joining us, Ben.
Cheers, guys.
Yeah, Ben Francis from SENZ at the Yockey. You can listen to that one on the SEN app and wherever you download your favourite podcasts. It's quite fitting that we talked about sporting bucket lists at the start of the week, and that just came out of nowhere. And now I've got to get to Wollongong. I don't know what this second Australian
event
might be.
Or to New Zealand. Go to the Darts Masters, August 4 to 5. In New Zealand.
A doubleheader.
Yeah, take some mates over there, dress up, you're going to have a ball.
Go to New Zealand, then to Wollongong.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I want to know where the second Australian event, if there is one, might be. Could it be Melbourne, perhaps?
Have to be Melbourne. Melbourne have supported it enormously, maybe a bit recklessly at a point in time when some chairs got bundled up in the middle. They wanted to pack up the chairs. It was pretty helpful by the crowd.
Yeah.
Maybe their stacking wasn't quite as productive as what it should have been. But I've been to the darts in Melbourne, and it is the most entertaining thing. Michael Whitlock got right through to the final in that one. Unfortunately, didn't win. That's the guy with the long plaited hair, the spiked hair, long hair down the back, and he looks like Brett Lee.
Also, just elsewhere today, I noticed Elise Perry made a century for Victoria in their WNCL match against New South Wales, as Victoria were victorious over the old enemy. Elise Perry making 100 for Victoria against New South Wales.
Against her old state. A couple of wickets as well. Yeah, Nicole Foldham, captain of Victoria, got 100 as well. And it was the highest ever score scored against New South Wales in the WNCL ever. It was an amazing day at the Junction Oval.
Victoria's best, Elise Perry, going up against New South Wales earlier today. This is Sports Day for Kia and the 7-seat Kia Sorento Large SUV and Maccas. The Maccas Cadbury Caramilk Hokey Pokey McFlurry is available now. We've got plenty more Sports Day coming up right after this, so stay with us.